And if somebody asked you if you were able to do a job, you might say, sure, I'm
able to. I can.
Okay. And if you were not able, you'd say, no,
I can't.
And on the other hand, if you were not willing to do it, you would say, no, I absolutely, I
don't want to.
Or
I won't.
Yeah. And if somebody asked you about sundown to do some work, you might say, well, I got up before sunup and I've already
tuckered out. Okay.
All right, we won't bother about that anymore. If there had been a very bad accident, you might say there's no need to call a doctor because the victim was
dead on arrival.
Okay. If a farmer might say the corn is not as tall this year as it
was,
or it's not as tall as it blank to be, it's not as tall as it
is it used to be, supposed to be.
Yeah, that's one way of doing it. Okay. If there were two little boys talking, one says, I dare you to go through the graveyard, but I bet you do you have a negative form of dare? Dare not, daren't, dasn't. No. Then, if someone were scolding you, he might say, you aren't doing what you to do.
What you're told to do, you're supposed to.
All right. And if a boy got a whipping, you might say, I bet he did something he have done.
He shouldn't have done.
Okay. And then if you needed help, and the person had just stood there watching you, then after you finished, you might turn around and say, well, you have helped me.
You've been a big...
You blank have helped me. You really what?
You really haven't helped me. I don't know.
How would you use might in that sentence?
You might have helped me.
Okay. And, again, thinking about the might, if it quits raining by Thursday, I blank finish the work.
I might finish the work.
All right. And the kind of bird that has big eyes and can see in the dark is a...
owl.
Can you name any types of owls?
Snow owl. Isn't there a barn owl?
There is. Okay. I don't know what it is, but there is one. Is there a little bitty one?
I don't know.
A high-pitched voice?
There's a horse owl.
A horse owl? What's
that? It sounds just like a horse.
I never even heard of that.
There's one in our yard.
Really? Mm-hmm. It's an owl?
I think
How big is it?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
I didn't know there were any owls around here.
Well,
does it have a nest or something?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Hear it?
Mm-hmm. But my father knows what it is because there's been one in the yard for years. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not the same one, I don't guess, but there's been one.
That's funny. I've got to find out more about that. Yeah. Then the kind of bird that drills holes in trees is a
woodpecker.
Any other name for that? Did you ever hear peckerwood? Did you ever hear peckerwood used as an insult to a person?
No.
How about a name for a very large woodpecker? It's about as big as a half-grown chicken. There is supposed to be such a thing, though. I've never seen one. Boy. What is the kind of animal that's black and white and has a bad smell?
Skunk.
And what are the kinds of animals that might come and raid your hen roosts? If you didn't know what they were, you might say, if you were a farmer, I'm going to get my gun and go and shoot those. Just a word for all kinds of pests.
Varmints? That was, I don't know.
Varmint was the word I had in mind. Could you use that for people?
No.
Just animals? All right, then the bushy-tailed animal that runs around in the trees is a...
squirrel.
And what color are they?
Brown.
Any others?
I've never seen any but brown.
Okay,